Module 19, the goal jumping meditation. Make yourself comfortable and do not play this or any of the meditations in a moving vehicle. We'll start this meditation by helping you to count backwards from 3 to 1. Find a comfortable position, close your eyes, take a deep breath, and while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 3 times. Take another deep breath, and as you exhale, mentally repeat and visualize the number 2 3 times. Take another deep breath, and while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 1 3 times. You are now at a deeper, healthier level of mind. To reach a deeper, healthier level of mind at any time, just take an occasional deep breath. To help you to enter a deeper, healthier level of mind, imagine that you're sitting in front of a black velvet curtain. You're very comfortable. Alongside your chair is a box with 10 white plastic numbers in it. The numbers are from 1 to 10. When you place one of these numbers on the black velvet curtain, the number sticks until you remove it. You're going to take these numbers one by one and put them on the velvet curtain. First, you'll put the number 10 on the curtain, then you'll remove it and replace it with the number 9, and so on until you've put up and taken down the entire 10 numbers. First, the number 10. Take your time. You will have plenty of time. Relax and begin. Relax. If you have not yet reached the number 1, take away whatever number you have on the curtain and replace it with the number 1. Relax your eyes. Relax your lips. Relax your jaw. Relax your head and your neck. Relax your chest, your stomach, your back. Relax. Relax your body, your arms and hands, your legs and feet. You are now completely relaxed. Repeat mentally after me. Every day I improve my image of myself, my self-esteem. I am a unique human being. There's no one else on earth exactly like me. Every day I grow stronger in the realization that I can think, I can create, I can do. Relax. Whenever you wish to relax and take a break from the stress of the outer world, recall what you feel at this moment, how relaxed you are. Now you're going to imagine that you're in a small hallway in front of the quantum door. On the other side of that door is a parallel universe with a situation that is keeping you from your goal. Your goal, your objective, may be something that you wanted to do, or it may be something that you want to have. The goal you have in mind could be anything. Think now of a goal, something that you want to happen, something that you've wanted for a long time, but don't seem to be able to get. It might be that there's something in your past that is keeping you from that goal. On the other side of the quantum door is an event. This event has something to do with whatever is preventing you from attaining your goal. When the door opens, just step through it and imagine that something is happening. It may seem to have nothing whatever to do with the goal that you're striving for. Whatever scene comes up, just walk through it or view it, but let the scene play out. The scene will be something like a daydream, so just daydream it. I will now count from 1 to 3, and at the count of 3, you will be in the small hallway in front of the quantum door. 1, 2, 3. You are now in front of the quantum door. Imagine that. Pretend if you must, but visualize the door. I'm going to count from 1 to 3 once again, and this time the door will open, and you'll step through to the parallel universe where the situation that is preventing you from attaining your goal is taking place. 1, 2, 3. The door is open. Imagine now that you're jumping, floating, or stepping over the threshold into the universe where the scene that is keeping you from your goal is happening. It may seem that it has nothing to do with your goal, but just walk through the scene. Imagine that you're there as an invisible observer. Sense that. Walk through the scene. Take your time. I will allow you plenty of time. And now, begin. Whatever is happening, just allow it to happen. Don't try to control the scene. Just observe. What is your imagination bringing up? Whatever you sense is what's keeping you from your goal. So just allow it to happen. Just kind of walk through it. Relax. Now, think about that scene again, but differently. In a moment, you will again go through the scene of whatever is keeping you from your goal, but this time, you'll see the same scene, but speed things up. Sense the scene as though it were speeded up 10 times, almost like you're fast-forwarding the scene. At the count of 3, begin. Sense the scene. Speed it up. As though it were speeded up 10 times, everything much, much faster, and begin. Relax. You have now released those negative energies that have kept you from your goal. Just by going through the situation from long ago, the negative energies are released. Use this method of resolving problems whenever they are seemingly irresolvable. And now, relax. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. At that moment, you will open your eyes. You'll be wide awake, feeling refreshed, feeling relieved, almost as though a great weight has been lifted from you, feeling better than before. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake. Now, let me speak just for a moment about the reason that we get so many good words about this goal-setting technique. Most goal-setting techniques require you to imagine your problem and then imagine the solution. Some use a bridge, some a mirror, some a stage. We use the stage sometimes. Some a mantra to accompany the visualizations. But this is different. We do imagine the problem, but more than imagine it, we create whatever has happened in the past to hamper the manifestation of the goal. But is it imaginary? In an infinite world, it has already happened. And that's not make-believe. That's reality. And then you just view or walk through the scene to release whatever forces are holding you back. This quantum technique is a powerhouse, and it's automatic. Energies are being set for successful outcomes. So use it often. It'll stand you in good stead. Now, the next module goes right along with this one. It's titled Radiance and Vitality. And the meditation after that will be similar to this one. It will be taking you, however, to a past life situation that you're going to be walking through. And that one should be listened to after you've used this meditation. Thank you.